Hello, dearest longevity and lifestyle friends. I'm your host, Claudia van Berzelaga. Welcome to this special solo episode as we close out 2024 and prepare to step into a brand new year. I am so grateful to have you here with me on this journey of growth, reflection, and dreaming big. Today, I'll be walking you through a simple yet powerful exercise to reflect on 2024 and set yourself up for an extraordinary 2025. I'll share some of my personal reflections too. There are just a few steps, and if you dedicate about 30 to 60 minutes to this process, you'll gain clarity, focus, and inspiration to make 2025 your best year yet. And to make it even easier, I've created a free 2025 template for you to use. You can grab it by going to longevity-and-lifestyle.com. /2025. That's longevity-and-lifestyle.com/2025 to grab your free template to do this review on. It's the perfect tool to guide you through this process and help you dream big and achieve those goals. Also, if you find this episode helpful, I'd love for you to share it with your nearest and dearest. Let's help everyone in our lives win big in 2025 and create their best year yet. Now, let's dive in. So part A is reflecting on 2024, and let's start with this reflection. So grab your notebook, pen, or the free 2025 template. Again, that's from longevity-and-lifestyle.com/2025. And let's take a moment to look back on 2024. And I really urge you, do not skip this step. It is essential because we only grow when we take the time to reflect and learn from our past. So number one, we want to celebrate our wins. What were the 3 to 5 biggest wins for you this year? Big or small, it doesn't matter. Maybe you hit a major milestone at work, maybe you deepened a relationship, or simply made more time for self-care. Write them down and really celebrate them. And remember, celebrating your wins isn't just about feeling good. It's about training your brain to focus on success. As the saying goes, cells that fire together wire together. So let's wire your brain for more joy and achievement this coming year. One of my biggest wins this year has been developing an even deeper sense of self-trust and self-belief. Time and again, when the going gets tough or got tough, I discovered my ability to pull through. For that, I am so grateful and truly celebrate this win. Uncovering a strength within me that has been within me all along, but just was waiting to be revealed. Number two, what were the challenges or setbacks you faced? What drained your energy? And most importantly, what did you learn from them? Every low point carries a lesson. Maybe it taught you more resilience or patience or the importance of setting boundaries. I mean, I know for me, I had to learn and start practicing setting better boundaries. It was a bit challenging at first, but I believe you are in better service to yourself and to your highest self, and you can show up better in the world when you let others clearly know your boundaries. It's a form of self-love. So write down these lessons, take the time. They're the stepping stones to a better future. And if you need a pause as you go through, you're welcome to, just so that you can use this and I can guide you through the process. Number three, what brought you joy? Think about the moments that lit you up this year, this past year. Was it time with loved ones, a creative project, a new hobby? What was going on exactly, and how did this trigger joy for you? Write them down and be specific. And then ask yourself, how can I create more of these moments in 2025? We all need and want more joy in our lives. Number four, reflect on what drained your energy. Be honest with yourself. What activities, people, or commitments left you feeling depleted? And here's the key. How can you minimize or delegate these in the coming year? Maybe it's time to say no more often, or to let go of the things or people that no longer serve you. Part two, dreaming big for 2025. So we've done the reflection and we want to shift gears. Now I want you to imagine it's New Year's Eve 2025, so a year out. You're sitting down with a glass of champagne or a cup of tea or whatever it is, reflecting on the best year of your life. What happened? Let's dream big and don't hold back. So number one here, you want to visualize your dream year. Where are you? Who are you with? What have you achieved? How do you feel? Write it all down in as vivid a detail as you can. Maybe you've launched a new business, you've traveled to your dream destination, or finally found balance in your life. Maybe you've finally found the love of your life. Whatever it is, let your imagination and excitement run wild. And again, to help with this process, you can download the free template by going to longevity-and-lifestyle.com/2025, which is designed to help guide you through this process step by step as well. Next step two here is to get clear on your why. Why is this vision so important to you? What's the deeper purpose behind your goals? When you connect your goals to a strong why, you give them meaning. And that meaning will keep you motivated when the times get tough. Stay focused and take the action. You can do it. And the third part to this, what do you need? And I think this is an important part as well to get that clarity. What do you need to make this dream year a reality? What skills or habits or resources do you need? Or what do you need to give up? Do you need to give up being on social media for 5 hours a week? What else could you do with those 5 hours and use those to build towards your dreams and your goals? Part three of this exercise is setting your top five goals for 2025. So now that you've reflected and dreamed big, it's time to get specific. What are your top five dreams and goals for 2025? And write them down. Break your goals into actionable steps. So for each goal, identify three actions you can take, maybe even one you could take right now to set yourself up for success. And here's the secret: schedule them, put them in your calendar. This episode is brought to you by OneSkin. If you're like me, you know the power of feeling confident in your skin, and that's why I'm so excited to share today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it simple to keep your skin looking and feeling healthy, strong, and vibrant without the need for complicated routines. It's all about science-backed, effective skincare. OneSkin's secret is their proprietary OS1 peptide, the first ingredient scientifically proven to target and reduce aging cells that cause lines and wrinkles and thinning skin. I've been using their products for a while now, and the difference is amazing. My skin feels refreshed, hydrated, and looks younger. But don't just take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews. Now is the perfect time to try it for yourself. For a limited time, get 15% off your first OneSkin purchase using the code CLAUDIA15, CLAUDIA15, when you check out at oneskin.co. That's oneskin.co. Start your journey to healthier, younger skin today. This episode is brought to you by Particlar. Particlar is a longevity-focused supplement brand I'm so excited to partner with because they truly stand out and make it simple to feel your best. Their high-quality, third-party tested vegan supplements are designed to enhance longevity and improve your health without any unnecessary additives, making every day healthier, stronger, and more vibrant. Right now, Particlar is offering some amazing holiday deals. Get 20% off their gift ideas category and receive a mystery gift with your purchase. And if you missed the Christmas sale, don't worry. Just head to Particlar.com. That's PARTIQLAR.com to get 15% off your order anytime. Use code CLAUDIA15. That's CLAUDIA15 at checkout. Check them out today. As Tim Ferriss says, it's not real until it's in the calendar. Isn't this so true? Don't miss the step of scheduling either. And let me give you an example. So say your goal is to run a half marathon this year. So action one is research and sign up for a half marathon in, say, the fall. Action two is to create a training plan and schedule your runs. Perhaps recruit a running buddy to join you. I had a friend join me on runs when I trained for my half marathon, and I'll always cherish the fun and profound conversations we had during our training. Action three, invest in good running shoes and gear. They can be ordered, for example, already today. Or maybe your goal is to start a side business. So Action one would be brainstorm and validate your business idea. So allocating time to do this in the not too distant future. Action two would be to set up a website or social media presence. And action three would be to dedicate 2 hours a week, for example, to building your business. Schedule the time in your calendar. Whatever your goals are, make them actionable and schedule them. Remember, small steps lead to big results. And you're more than welcome to grab the free template to run through this again if you want to listen in again by going to longevity-and-lifestyle.com/2025 to map out your goals and actions. It's a powerful tool to help you stay on track. Part four is best practices for success. So as we close, here is a few best practices to keep in mind. Number one, you want to reflect regularly. So don't wait until the end of the year to check back on your goals. Please, please, please don't do this. Instead, set aside time either each week or at least each month to reflect, to adjust, and celebrate your progress. Number two is create a not-to-do list. Just as important as knowing what to do is knowing what not to do. What are the distractions or energy-draining activities you'll avoid in 2025? For many people, it will be social media. Next one is focus and simplify. As Steve Jobs said, focus and simplicity. Once you get there, you can move mountains. So focus on what truly matters and let go of the rest. Next, you want to surround yourself with support. Share your goals with a friend, mentor, or accountability partner. Surround yourself with people who inspire or uplift you. This is a really important point. And it's so important for us to feel connected and have people who help us be at our best selves. Thank you, dearest longevity and lifestyle friends, for another beautiful year, for joining me on this journey of reflection and dreaming. As we close out 2024, I want to remind you that you have the power to create an extraordinary 2025. It starts with reflection, clarity, and action. If you'd like to dive deeper, don't forget to grab your free 2025 template at longevity-and-lifestyle.com/2025. It's the perfect tool to help you map out your dream year and take actionable steps towards your goals. And if you found this episode helpful, please share it with your nearest and dearest. Let's help everyone in our lives win big in 2025 and create their best year yet. Wishing you a joyful holiday season and a year ahead filled with health, happiness, and success. Let's make 2025 the best year ever together. Until next time, stay healthy, stay happy, and keep dreaming big. Much love.